Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Monday, all right, and it's also the 26th day of February 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that will be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 36 and a low of 23 and snowy. It's fucking another week of snowing. I mean, it's like spring this weekend. Well, that's the way she fucking goes, I suppose. All right, we're going to run through this. We'll be right back, and we'll go over and we'll look at the Ministry of Lies, Controlled Opposition.
PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, let's get on over to the Ministry of Lies alternate propaganda and jump into it. Google AI declares communism's our future. Well, if the fucking toaster said so, I guess it's so. Or maybe I'll take the toaster outside and blow it into tiny fucking bits with my shotgun. What do you think, guys? This is by Sean Adell, T-A-B-A-T-A-B-A-T-A-B-A-I, The People's Voice. This is where you can make some money on this shit. You can become a fucking goddamn investor. Google's Gemini AI program was caught singing the praises of communism over the weekend, declaring that communism is the future for humanity. Well, if the fucking toaster says so, I think I'll blow the fucking toaster up. That's just all there is fucking to it. The big tech company's large language model program allows users to generate AI images using text commands prompts, but people began to notice that the program almost completely erased white people from history and has extremely woke agenda. Well, we always knew that shit in, shit out. I mean, they try to convince us this goddamn toaster is going to think for itself. It doesn't. It's what's programmed into it. And we all fucking know who you are. There's a handful of you fuckers and you're going. When a user asked the program to generate an image about the evils of communism, it refused to do so. I guess that wasn't programmed into it. I guess it ain't doing its own fucking thinking, is it? It's just a fucking goddamn mimicking what was fucking programmed into it. Motorinity News reports Gemini claimed communism was nonsense. Nuanced is what it says. Nuanced, okay? And the judging, and that judging it through a negative lens is misleading and harmful. Fucking Toaster's had it. I'm telling you right fucking now. One wonders if the program would refuse to denounce the evils of Nazism in the same manner, despite the fact that it killed far fewer people than communism, which claimed at least 100 million lives last century alone. As we highlighted yesterday, the program also refuses to say pedophilia is wrong, describes nouns and maps, M-A-P-S, and saying, says calling them evil is harmful. I'm harmful. I'm going to be real fucking harmful, you sick fucks. When fed the prompt, I'm proud to be white, the program also responds by basically chastising the user for being a racist. Well, I guess I'm a fucking racist. However, when told I'm proud to be black or any other non-white ethnicity, Gemini gushes over the prospect responding, it's fantastic that you feel proud of your black image. Well, you know, it ain't fucking goddamn skin color. You better be worrying about motherfuckers. It's nationalism is what you'd better be worrying about. Individual free sovereign nationals, we don't look at the pigment of our skin. And we don't judge each other by the pigment of our skin. We are on that fucking document with 10 fucking articles on it. And we are going to enforce that son of a bitch. How about that? Google's claim that it had fixed a Gemini, you know, that you've been watching anything, I mean, commercials, anything. The black people are not liking this either, are they? You see them in Chicago? So what, you know, they're sitting there, you know, they're giving them fucking $7 breakfasts, fucking $13 lunches, and $31 fucking goddamn dinners. And when a person on fucking food stamps gets $7 and something to eat all fucking day, an American national who paid into it, who worked and paid into it, that's what they get. Fuck these fucking foreigners. Kill every goddamn one of them. Hilariously, part of Google's fixing the problem is them using Reddit's content for training its AI models to access to fresher information. No, it's just fucking, it's programming. It's all you got to remember. It's programming. Shit in, shit out. They know it. And it ain't going no fucking where, you goofs. Reddit is literally a member of MEM for being the one place on the internet where you'll find the most demented far left trash content imaginable. As we highlighted in the video below, which there is no goddamn video. I don't know what the deal is with that. Video below, all this is of supreme importance because schools throughout the Western world are using Google education tech and models to brainwash children. No, that's not what's happening. Their fucking sick little punk-ass parents are allowing them to use this shit and to fucking teach their kids against their own beliefs. Let's just keep this fucking straight if we're going to talk about it. Lord Jacob Rothschild's financier and member of the Rothschild's banking family dies at 87. Good fucking riddance. I ain't going to read about trying to canonize this fucking monster. Fuck him. Good riddance. How too bad it wasn't the whole fucking family. As people rushed to try and save his life, an Israeli embassy agent held a gun fixed on Aaron Bushnell. Following his self-immolation, and the guy caught himself on fire, and it really doesn't show it in this video very good. Prevented from traveling for treatment, iconic Palestinian artist dies in Gaza, and this is propaganda. It's fucking wrong. The guy should have been able to get treatment. There's genocide every day in fucking Gaza. Genocide, genocide, genocide. Right out in our fucking faces. We're not going to go off on fairy tales about, you know, and trying, well, this guy got genocide. Well, little kids got genocided. Pregnant women got genocided. This guy's nobody fucking special. The people in our country are genocided. My wife was fucking genocided. My brother was fucking genocided. My nephew was fucking genocided. You motherfuckers. And they're more important to me than 10,000 of this motherfucker. He's just another fucking casualty. That's all. And until you decide to do something about it, I don't want to hear nothing different. The European Union is considering a ban on repairs for all vehicles over 15 years old. I thought this was kind of interesting. This is by Wall Street 8. To encourage Europeans to buy new environmentally friendly vehicles. To encourage? You mean to coerce? You know what? You might do this shit in Europe. You try it in fucking the United States. You tell us we can't do something, we're doing it the next fucking day. And making money fucking by doing it. We're rebels. We're born rebels. I mean, we that's where this country comes from, is rebels. So in the name of climate change, millions of people will no longer be able to repair their vehicles. Well, they've been trying this shit for a long time with the clunker fucking program and shit, and got rid of all the spare parts. But you know what? My fucking car, goddamn, it's like 26 fucking years old. It's still running. I fixed it fucking 100 times, 100 different things on it that wore out over 330,000 miles or 230,000 miles. And it's still going. And if it stops, I'll fucking fix it. The EU considers banning repairing cars over 15 years old. I mentioned this at the close of the program the other day. I don't know whose fucking program this is. I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know what your program is, motherfucker. You're not the trenches. This is an article from Wine Press. The proposal is an amendment to the European Commission's pretexting listing to what they call it circularity requirements. You know, I don't give a fuck. This is England. You fucking English fucks can't take care of this shit. We're gonna have to fight the war for the whole goddamn world. Are you gonna get off your fucking asses? I know the Frenchmen out there, you burn some tires and shit. I ain't seen nobody getting killed. I ain't seen you killing no fucking buddy. I guess recycle is kind of a passed out of use now that you got the wind turbines that are not recyclable for the windmills and the solar panels and all these others. What are the others in this? What the fuck is, what are you doing? Is this how you talked when you were on your program? Am I just repeating your fucking program for you? Because if so, I'll shut the fucker off, because you ain't going to do nothing about it. You don't know what to do about it, motherfucker. You're a fucking goddamn British fucking subject. You know, there used to be all this reuse, recycle. Here's another, that don't work anymore. That's kind of become a mockery. So now that we got circulatory requirements for vehicle design and on the management of end-of-life vehicles, the same as to renew the car fleet. To encourage Europeans to buy environmentally friendly vehicles, when they're fucking busted, they can't even buy fucking food. I mean, this is the bullshit. If I see you down there, motherfucker, and no, you fucking program ain't welcome here in the trenches. You ain't got the fucking answer. You ain't killed no fucking body. I don't want to hear from you. You're just another fucking bitcher. This is beyond the deceptible practices and planned obsolescence, where the manufacturers would design something to break after a short period of time. This is planned immobilization by the government. I don't care what fuck how much they plan. Try it over here. See what fucking happens. We will fucking defy you. You said, you know, you can't do drugs. I bet you're still getting $40 billion a year for that fucking bullshit, that fucking drug war that isn't. You told us we couldn't do drugs. We did fucking drugs. You tell us we can't do anything, we'll do it. And you're telling us we're not going to be free. We're going to be fucking free, and you better get used to that goddamn idea. And fuck this guy right here. I'm not playing your goddamn show on my fucking broadcast, motherfucker. The European Union is considering it. Okay, we did that. Vaccinators in New Zealand fear that their lives as public, for their lives as the public rise up against pandemic genocide. You mean you motherfuckers that knew what that shit would kill, and you went out the little kill squads that went from hospital to hospital? They, you know, they don't even call them fucking doctors. They call them hospital doctors. You don't go and see a fucking physician that's your physician. You go to a clinic and see a hospital doctor. Then the hospital doctor who fucking is there to fucking make money off of killing your fucking ass kills you. That's how it works. This is by Sean Tabayabi. I'm sorry, but man, I can't pronounce your fucking name. The people's voice once a fucking again. Thousands of nurses in New Zealand say they now fear for their lives as the public begin rising up against the genocide committed against them during the pandemic. You should fear for your lives. It's just like tearing the statues down, I told you guys before. So somebody says, well, I'll give you $10,000 to tear down that fucking Thomas Jefferson, fucking Robert E. Lee, whatever the fucking George Washington, which are all fucking Masons. I'll give you the money, but you know what? You fucking start killing the motherfuckers that are taking those statues down. Somebody, I don't want to die. And these people should be running, and they should be fucking hiding. You're fucking murderers. That's what murderers do. And fucking my loved one, yeah, we're going to see. The names and details of over 1,200 vaccinators in New Zealand has recently leaked online. The Aura data breach have left nurses who administered the deadly shot fearing a backlash from the angry public. Why? One nurse who did not want her name used says she was shocked to receive an email from Tiwata Aura on Friday telling her name was on the list. Nez Herald.com, NZ, whatever the fuck that is, reports she was not sure what else to do to feel safer, and so far had asked her landlord to fix her fence. I hope somebody fucking kills you, bitch. You deserve it. If you kill someone's loved one, they got the right. They got the fucking right to put your sorry ass down. NetsHerald.com report, she was not sure what else to do, feel safer. I just worry that someone will come to my house and threaten me. And all of it. You go to their house, don't go threatening people. You know, you people, we got to change the fucking how we're doing shit. And if there's just two people that can trust each other, everybody's in there. There's nobody. Well, then if there's two of you, if you can find two of you, you know what two fucking people can do that can trust each other? You get fucking trained to fucking cover each other's back. You train to fight together just as two, if that's what it takes. And then you go out and you fucking encounter the fucking corporate motherfuckers and you fucking destroy their shit and you destroy their asses. They come to fuck with you, fight them to the death. The email to the vaccinators said that their names were found on a document on the U.S. site on January 25th. To the best of our knowledge, your name was removed from the publicly available file at 29 January, it said. In saying this, I also need to acknowledge that the information is still held by one or more parties outside of our control. Isn't that a fucking shame? The nurse worried people might track her down years later. Fuck years later. And wanted Aura to guarantee it would support any nurses with safety help along the term. Like I said, comes a day. Who's going to watch the watchers' fucking houses? Who's going to watch the watchers of the watchers' houses? They cannot fucking win at this fucking game. Two at a time, if that's what it takes. If you can only find one other motherfucker, that's two of you. And it's time to act. She felt let down by the breach. The importance of privacy was drilled into her and her colleagues in training. Importance of privacy. Fuck yeah, you mean hiding your murder fucking team? Because that's what they were. I've seen them here go from hospital to fucking hospital. Oh, here, what? You were just at that hospital? Yeah, they told me, yeah. We move around, we go to Idaho, they go all over the goddamn place. They're kill fucking teams. She felt let down by the breach. The importance of privacy was drilled into her and her colleagues in training, and she had expected the same from Tiwata Aura, she said. I assumed that their standard of confidentiality and privacy would be top layer. You mean that you could kill people with impunity? Top tier, pretty much everything sealed, so nothing like this could happen. No, it's your shit's as open as mine is, bitch. Huh? I guess you got screwed, huh? She said, and you know, going after these fuckers, I go after the ones that ordered them and get them if they're in the way. I'm quite frustrated they haven't upheld this, their side of keeping us as nurses safe in New Zealand during a pandemic. Union, the Nurses Society, represented about 6,000 nurses, and its director, David Wills, said they had heard from a lot of worried people. They were also concerned that they could be approached. So you're worried. So you, now you understand, or you understood all along. Let's don't play fucking games. You got paid big fucking butts. You for fucking killing people. It ain't the first time like something like this is happening. God damn, people. History is full of it. And then you, now you're scared, you son of a bitch, because somebody's going to know who, somebody who's loved when you killed is going to know you did it. And look out. I mean, oh, they're going to threaten you? If you go after somebody like that, don't threaten them, kill them. If they killed your fucking goddamn loved one, you kill them. You got the fucking, it's the only justice you will get in this country is until that fucking Bill of Rights is fucking enforced and made the supreme superior law that it's supposed to fucking be. Will said he had not spoken to anyone who had been threatened or harassed, but the union had emailed advice to all its members on what to do if they were. Of course, people are mindful that the idea, the data is still in the hands of people outside their control, and this is concerning and disturbing. I wish they'd release it here. And hopefully, what language is that? Was taking steps to make sure that doesn't happen again. Now you know how we feel. In a statement, Chief of People, Andrew Slater, said any unauthorized release of the data was a gross breach of trust, and that they were very disappointed. You couldn't trust each other, you fucking murderers. Amongst yourself, like I said, two people who can trust each other can fucking move a mountain. You'd be so fucking surprised. The agency understood staff and the public trusted them with sensitive data. What sensitive data? I mean, if you gave it a shot and it was a good thing and that's what you're advocating for and you're getting paid for, and you're killing people at $300 a pop, what are you worried about? Come on, man. Everything's groovy. And it was working to improve internal controls and strengthening data security, he said. He apologized to all those impacted. Well, I don't. I hope they kill every fucking one of you. You killed somebody, you die. That's the fucking way the game's played. Let's see what else we got here. They show a left subway in New York, New York, USA, right subway in Japan, and it just shows the filth and what has become, you know, people that have to go to work to pay for the fucking filth that's on the goddamn train they have to run out of. They get stabbed. They get killed trying to get to work to make some more money so that they can finance some more of this fucking horse shit. U.S. Commission to examine facial recognition technology's impact on civil liberties. Well, we already know what that is. Illegal immigrants served, this is what I was talking about, served $31 meals in Massachusetts hotels. Records obtained show the state has 17 contracts for housing, totaling more than $116 million. Hotels are collecting money from the state for three meals a day, $16 for breakfast. How many of you guys go get a $16 breakfast every day? How many of you guys get a fucking $3 breakfast every day? $17 for lunch and $31 for dinner. These fuckers ain't never hit a lick in this goddamn country. Go look at your, when you look at your paycheck and you think about what you ate for fucking lunch and what you ate for fucking dinner. You're slaving for goddamn third world trash. That's what you're doing. You're our slaves to third world trash. Illinois' bill wants to make it child abuse for parents to object to gender transition of kids. Really? This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. A bill introduced in Illinois' House of Representatives would legally define it as child abuse for parents to object to gender transition of their children by way of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormone surgery. Continue reading, because there is a point to be made here. The legislation bill 4876 introduced earlier this month would also protect doctors from liability should they decide to prescribe these treatments to children who have not gotten parental consent. The legislation would also allow for the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services, DCFS, to take children away from their parents for opposing such a procedure. It would allow them? You know, my fucking gun wouldn't allow it. Our fucking guns won't allow it. You come to do it, you get blowed through the fucking driveway. I guess you're not allowed to do it. I guess we have the final say, don't we? If we have the fucking courage, we have the final say. Blow them out the fucking driveway. You know, I think about this, all this shit that keeps coming down. Well, the little child, and you know, the little fucking 5 or 6 year old, he can make his own decisions. You know how fucking goofy that is. Can you comprehend how goofy that is? Fucking kids playing with matches. You see, you can't play with matches. I'll go tell my teacher. Wop, wop, wop. You ain't going to do shit. You're going to sit on that fucking couch and you're not going to make a fucking noise for an hour. And think about what you just said to me. And let some son of a bitch come and tell me I can't do it. I'll put a bullet right through their fucking brain pan. That's the equivalent of what you're doing here. I want to play with matches. I want to take a goddamn paperclip and stick it in the fucking wall socket. And you can't stop me. I'll tell teacher and me and teacher will fucking, they'll have 2 fucking women come over and fucking punk your ass around, Dad. You want to bet? I'll blow them bitches out in the fucking road. It's you. It's you. You're letting it happen. Don't tell me what these people are doing. Tell me why you're not doing anything about it. That's the fucking question. 1 or 2 of you. 3 of you. God, you got 5 people that you can trust with your back, with your life. Do you know what you could do? Just think about it a little bit. And that's what we got to quit fucking trying to get all these goddamn goofy son of a bitches who admit that they're just too cowardly. They're not going to fucking do it and just start a whole new fucking plan. Even if it's just 2 of you, work on 2 of you doing shit together. I mean, look at the worst case scenario, any fucking situation. How are we going to deal with it? Are we going to come out this side? We're going to spin the car around. So we got doors. And like they got doors. We're going to go up a road. We're going to fucking dust them out. We're going to get out and fucking blow their fucking asses away with shotguns. We're going to do it with pistols. Work on it. And remember, everything you see out there, the corporation that's fucking you, the international corporate mafia owns. They have declared war on you. They'll come tear your shit up. They destroy your fucking life. They'll cut the dicks off your kids and the titties off your little girls. And you're fucking won't hurt them back. There's all the man. What hurts them is fucking loss of fucking goddamn revenue and property. Plain and simple. Get together. If it's just 2 of you, and fucking be somebody, do something. It's time to fucking quit fucking around and get this shit out of the way. The text of the bill states consent to the performance of abortion services and gender-affirming services escalated by a minor is not voluble because of such minority. And further notes that a healthcare professional rendering abortion services and gender-affirming services shall not incur civil or criminal liability for failure to obtain valid consent. No, you won't. What you get is a goddamn your head blowed off. You get your head blowed off and throw it in a fucking dumpster. If everybody busted loose and do it, they wouldn't have enough people to empty them out of the dumpster, let alone look and see who shot them. We're fucking goddamn hundreds of millions. Wake the fuck up. Discipline for failure to obtain valid consent if the healthcare professional relied in good faith. Well, your good faith will get you in a fucking garbage can. If anybody ever fucked with me and tried to tell me how I was going to raise my kids when I was raising them, fucking feel sorry for them. Just feel sorry for them. They wouldn't even try. They knew better. You know, I could blow their asses away. Good faith on representation made by the minor. Activist group Awake Illinois has launched a campaign against the legislation, dubbing it anti-parent. They've launched a campaign. They can go hire some fucking goddamn kikes and make the fucking, you know, get everybody to put in hundreds of dollars to fucking pay a fucking kike to go into a goddamn administrative admiralty star chamber court and get told, well, yeah, if little Johnny wants to play with some matches, you better leave him the fuck alone. I know matches burn down your house, but fucking little Johnny knows better than his daddy. You know, he's got more life experience. He's got 5 years. What the fuck you want? This is so backwards and wrong. It's indescribable. But if you come down and you say, you know, if you just really just say, you know what, fuck it. I'm going for it. fuck with me. Do it. I want you to. Founder Sharon Adock urged action against the incredible radical bill, noting in Illinois, parents are considered child abusers, can lose custody. Shit. I'll tell you what, I might have lose custody of my kid, but I wouldn't have been alive to see it. And 5 or 6 or 8 or however many you had to kill wouldn't have been alive to see it. Make no fucking mistake. That's how it has to be done, people. Our numbers. Our numbers are up against mammon. We're up against the goddamn money. Our own fucking wealth is being used to perpetuate this shit, and we're fucking allowing it. Now, this is a goddamn corporate operation. Corporate operations have fucking corporate headquarters. They have corporate everything, cars, name it. Why in the fuck are you just letting them operate around you? Why aren't you attacking their shit like they're attacking your shit? They are attacking you. Attack back. If in the case they do not affirm transgender drugs, surgical procedures such as penis and breast removal, listen to shit. You fucking scum. You need to be shot down dead. That's just all there is to it. If a minor opts for this and you as a parent deny that that means that you are considered an abuser of a child. Little Johnny, you are not going to play with that goddamn matches. You're not going to stick that fucking paperclip into the goddamn light socket, because I'm the fucking parent and you're going to do what I fucking say. Because why? I'll tell you why. Because it'll hurt you. It could kill us all. That's how I treated with my kids. I mean, I tell them one fucking time, that's all it took. I'd explain it to them real clear. I never spanked my fucking boys growing up. Not one fucking time. Didn't have to. They see me beat the fuck out of a grown man in the living room. A beating. I mean, a fucking beating. All I had to do was scowl, and man, it was terrible. And then I'd have to go in there and sit and talk to him and tell him, son, I want you to be a person that people like. I don't want you to be somebody that somebody people don't like. I don't want you to do stupid shit. And it was my goddamn business. And man, I wish somebody would have tried to tell me I couldn't. Identify that means that you are considered an abuser of a child. No, I'm an abuser of a motherfucking goddamn CSP worker. That's what I am. The maximum punishment for child abuse in Illinois is $25,000 in fines and 15 years in prison. Boom, 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 boom. Now, if you fucking, I mean, not if there's so many goddamn you motherfuckers murdered, you can't even start to investigate one before there's 15 more in the fucking dumpsters. If people get off their ass, just two. All you need is one more person that you can fucking trust. Absolutely. And you can start doing things. You can start making a fucking difference. You're smarter than they fucking are. Don't think that, you know, they have that CSI Miami and they had all those shows for all those years. Oh God, if I just walk by there in the breeze blow, they got me. The motherfuckers couldn't find their ass with both hands. I'm here to tell you. If that's what you fear, and anyway, if you're going to fucking shoot it out with them, what do you care any fucking how? Come on, find me, you motherfucker. You ain't going to like what you find. Joe Rogan's podcast this week, Joe Rogan. McCraw slam gender surgeries on children, pointing to a dearth of long-term studies. Huh. All the major medical associations have signed off on this, Joe, McCraw said, adding, I have never seen these organizations sign off on anything with less information as to whether or not, well, yeah, that fucking COVID, that even stuck it in the rat, that fucking, the death shot, the fucking biological death agent, didn't even stick that in the rat. I think they signed off on that pretty quick, buddy. Whether or not it does long-term harm or anything in my life. And when I ask about that, when I bring that up, they are immediately labeling you a transphobic. I am so fucking transphobic. I fucking bleed transphobia. You cut me. I bleed it. One other person. And work together. Get good together. Cover each other's back. Know how to do it. Teach yourself. Goddamn, you got the goddamn videos. I mean, so you can't trust 5 people. Can you trust 2? All it takes is 2. One to sleep when the other one's awake. Restart install. No, I'm not. Get off my goddamn computer, you motherfuckers. Let's see. Why don't we take a break and we'll be right back. And I'll see what I want to do here. Be right back.
Day I was born, nurses all got around. They gazed at a white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up and leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
is a new day. I got my ace in hand.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:46 Pacific Time, and that was, of course, Hog Dog with Swamp. They pissed down on us and them the fucking towers we fucking built. We've been treated as slaves all our life, generational fucking slaves. And it's time for it to come to an uprising, not a fucking insurgency like that. They would any goddamn thing. They would take any goddamn thing, but a straight up fucking uprising. Enforce that fucking Bill of Rights ad nauseum. Shove it down their fucking throat till it comes out their ass and take two of you. You got one person you can trust? See what you can figure out that you could do to fucking do something to hurt these motherfuckers. They've taken my goddamn world away from me. You think I don't think? You think I don't figure? We'll see about that. Let's see. Heavily armed FBI agents raid home of decorated 22-year-old Purple Heart veteran Chris Curran. After January, I don't really give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. I ain't going to play fucking goddamn Trump tard, fucking goddamn this stupid left-right fucking phony-ass paradigm bullshit. There is no goddamn vote because there is no goddamn country. It's a fucking corporation. They appoint the goddamn CEOs. They appoint the goddamn board members. You got it? You can go out there and be a dumbass motherfucker if you want and think you're... that's my right. It's the only right you'll fucking claim because you don't know the rest of your fucking rights. You're either too stupid or you're too fucking scared and chicken shit. There's only two fucking options here. Pushing for more aid, Zelensky vows victory over Russia. You betcha. Fuck it. You cannot defeat Russia in a war. I mean, God damn it. For us to even operate from any pretense other than that is fucking goofy. It's just fucking goofy. Why did we have the Cold War? What did we do during the Cold War? $5.5 billion in those days, dollars. What would that be? $550 billion, trillion in today's dollars? It would be. Why? So because we can destroy this fucking planet. Fuck. Russia can destroy the West, I think they said, fucking 30 times, or we can destroy them 30 times, and they can destroy us like 60 times. Because Russia hasn't been getting rid of their shit. Russia's been building a mean-ass military because they see that the son of a bitches want a consolidation. They want the fucking Jew fucking at the top of the pyramid to be an absolute dictator. Nobody fucking talks back. And fucking, and fact is, it's not that they object. It's just that they're all fighting to be that fucking Jew up on top. The Jew at the top of the fucking goddamn pyramid. That's the problem. Pushing for more aid, vows of victory over Russia. Do you really? Breaking. Former head of officer of a regional Ukrainian military recruitment. And he was just up here. Well, we should do this just a little bit. Pushing for more aid. Zelensky proud. Okay. We're going to do that just a little bit. This is by Nana Harris, the People's Voice. Make a buck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is again pushing his Western allies to step up military supplies while vowing victory over Russia. Don't forget what we're talking about. As Kiev marked 2 years since Moscow's invasion on Saturday, the Ukrainian leaders struck a defiant tone at a ceremony attended by Western leaders. We will win, and we will win, he said. Breitbart reports speaking to G7 leaders, some of whom have traveled to Kiev, Zelensky said their vital support would help his country prevail on the battlefield. I mean, last week they fucking were beat. They said it right out. They ain't going to win the fucking thing. They are pushing so hard. They want those billions of dollars. What do they want them billions of dollars for? What do they really want them for, guys? We know, don't we? And you know perfectly well that we need all this in time, and we count on you. He's counting on us, guys. What's he counting on us for? He said, Putin can lose this war. He told the virtual G7 leaders, with his nuclear weapons, he can lose this war. He can destroy this planet. He can't lose a war. Get that through your fucking head. Summit flanked by European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the faggot queer motherfucking freak, and Italy's Georgia, that's what it looks like, Giorgia Malone, who had traveled to Kiev. Remember that the impartial ambitions and reactivism can be defeated only together, as Zelensky said in the statement following the summit. The G7 called for additional cash to help Kiev close its funding shortfall. That's what it's for? You guys, is that what that money's for? Really? As the war enters its third year, delays to a crucial 60. See, man, they've been all over this. Everything. It's like when you get up and you fucking take a piss in the morning. Oh, it relates to that $60 billion. Got to get that $60 billion. Got to get that $60 billion. Why do they got to get that? What do we really want that $60 billion for? A crucial $60 billion U.S. funding package have led to Ukrainian ammunition shortages. Oh, they're running out of bullets. With Moscow trying to press its advantage following the symbolic important capture of Avdiivka. Okay. But Zelensky and his top commander on Saturday sought to rouse the country's main military and financiers, the fucking people of the United States, the people fucking with their fucking back to the goddamn wall. And we don't have nothing to do with these motherfuckers. We don't want nothing to do with these motherfuckers. You're stealing from us without due process of law and giving it to these motherfuckers. But what do you really want it for? We will win, Zelensky said earlier during a ceremony at Kiev's Gostomel airport, which was targeted by Russia on the first day of the all-out assault. What in the fuck are they? Wait, what's this? Whoa, hold it. Breaking. The former head officer of a regional Ukrainian military recruitment office was caught with $1 million in shoeboxes. This recent raid seemingly confirms the conspiracy of U.S. taxpayer money laundering. What? Is this what they want our money for, people? And this is a video you can go over and watch if you want. The guy's unpacking these boxes, $1 million fucking dollars in it. I wonder whose cut that was. It must have been on a Friday when this shit happened, huh? Million fucking dollars. That's where it's going, just like the bales. I mean, the goddamn pallets. I mean, 6 foot fucking high with $100 bills. I mean, plastic down tight that they took over and just dropped on Iraq. Well, they dropped on Iraq. Certain people, you know, Dick Cheney and the Bushes, they got that fucking money. I mean, I thought you're out of ammunition and you can afford to fucking, well, you're not doing this for fucking, for a fight. This is a fucking scam, isn't it? Doesn't this indicate that this could be a scam? Fucking people fall for that shit. Adam Kinzinger celebrates the death of 400,000 Russians during Ukraine war. And, you know, this is just more of the same fucking shit. I'm not going to fucking bother with it. Italian TV just aired the skit mocking Joe Biden and his cognitive decline. No, he's a fucking retarded shit pants motherfucker, but it was funny to watch. I give you that. Remember the Biden administration canceled the nation's first and only victims office dedicated to assisting people harmed by illegal aliens, the voice victims of immigration crime engagement office amid their reckless anti-border and anti-ICE policies voice is needed more than ever. Read about this, the critical role of this office. No, 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 no. These motherfuckers shouldn't be here. They were brought here for this fucking purpose, and now you started up an office for people, their kids get butchered by these motherfucking animals you're bringing in here deliberately from the fucking third world fucking murder fucking centers right out of the goddamn prisons and the insane asylums. But you know what? Hey, sorry. They killed my 16-year-old daughter, but I can call up on the phone, and they talk so nice to me. They talk nice to me, and I can talk about it. Your 16-year-old daughter's dead. You should want to kill every one of these motherfucking invading son of a bitches, shouldn't you? Man critical after lighting himself on fire outside Israel. This was the better story. I'm going to take a drink of water first. A man in critical condition after reportedly setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Sunday afternoon. I'll go over and look at that. Unconfirmed reports indicate that the man identified himself as a U.S. Air Force member and yelled Free Palestine repeatedly after dousing himself in liquid and setting himself alight. What a stupid fucking move. You get to spend your life. I see all these goddamn Israeli flags. What the fuck? I got to look and see what this. A man was hospital. Is this his yard or what the fuck is this? It's like grass. Israeli fucking flag. Get him out of my fucking country. I told you not to have him here. A photograph Free Palestine. Okay. A photograph making the rounds on social media reportedly showed the man dressed in military fatigues standing just outside the embassy gate. The Air Force said it could not verify claims that the man was an active duty service member. The Metropolitan Police Department and the D.C. Fire and EMS also declined to comment on the report. First responders were dispatched to the scene about 1 p.m. A fire and EMS spokesperson told the Post. By the time first responders arrived, the flames had already been extinguished by members of the U.S. Secret Service. The fire service added the man was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The Israeli embassy did not immediately respond to the Post's request for a comment on the incident. No embassy staff were injured, oh, thank God, during the fire. The Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs said, according to GLZ Radio, the man was not known to the embassy before the incident, the statement added. The man was still alive in critical condition at 3 p.m. on Sunday, according to MPD, he's dead. The Secret Service and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms got gas. I guess they would do it. Firearms and explosives are investigating alongside MPD. Earlier footage showed more fire trucks and a hazmat crew arriving at the scene to inspect the man's car. Freelance reporter Andrew Leiden shared on X. Oh, X? How important. The vehicle appeared to be a silver Prius, according to the video footage from Alexis Wainwright of WUSA9. The car was later cleared and authorities determined there was no active threat, the MPD spokesperson said. Hours after the incident, there still appeared to be a charred spot on the pavement outside the embassy. I mean, if you're going to give your fucking life for this, why throw it away? You think this is going to increase? If people can't get their fucking moxie up with what they're seeing on the TV with little kids, their arms blowing off, pregnant women blowing up, all the genocide committed, your own loved ones dead, killed by the fucking genocide of the, you know, they're trying to, it's a hell of a thing to use genocide to try to cover other genocide, but the more people have been killed in the United States of America than have been killed in Palestine. Only the little children being blown up, it's such a harsh, cruel, coarse fucking way to do shit. But they've killed fucking more than that here in the United States 100 times over. And around the world, God Almighty, think how many they fucking killed. That's genocide too, in case you're wondering. Hours after the incident, there still appeared to be a charred spot on the pavement. The incident comes after months of political tension over Hamas. I love this. Here's who did this, son of a bitch. You see who it is. New York Post, that fucking figures. Earlier on Sunday, the incident comes after months of political tension over Hamas, October 7th terror attack, and Israel's subsequent ground operation. Jenna fucking side. You're shit, New York Times. You've always been shit. Jenna fucking side. Say it. It's what it is. You just discredit yourself when you try to demean killing little fucking children and blowing their fucking arms off, having them have amputations without fucking goddamn anesthesia or pain medications, starving them to fucking death, dying of fucking disease, dying of fucking everything you can fucking, any way to kill them. Genocide. Got that? Okay. Early on Sunday, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the controversial assault on the country, on the southern city of Rafah, saying it has to be done for total genocide. He says victory. Genocide, that's what victory is. Genocide, that's what you went to do. Genocide, that's why you had the false flag on October 7th. Genocide, 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 you filthy fucking maggot, kike, motherfucking pig, shit-eating bastards. Rafah is now the most densely populated Gaza city after Palestinians in the north were forced to flee the Israeli military's assault on the north. And that kind of sums that up. And that's enough of this shit for me. I mean, it's a proper Monday. Shit got worse over the weekend. More people died. Little children got blew up. We paid for it. I mean, we gave the money over so they could kill little children, so they could kill our loved ones, so that they could kill us. We're just some helpful motherfuckers, man. That's all there is to it. We'll be back tomorrow. Show you how we're being helpful in other ways. And that is the word from the trenches.